Okay, we started today's daf. Today's daf is daf kaf hey. Today we started on kaf dalet amud bet at the bottom of the page, talking about a ox of a mazik that it causes damage in the nizak's jurisdiction, and we talked about how that took place. Part number two of the daf on amud aleph was talking about this new case of dayo. Dayo la bamin adin dayor kenidon. That if you're learning topic B from topic A, it's enough for topic B to be as strict as topic A, but not stricter than topic A. Right? It's like I asked Ben Chaim to give an explanation to this. He said it's like a student learning from the rabbi. The student can only be as great as the rabbi, you know, because he's absorbing from that rabbi. But he can't, you know, other than things that he learns outside, he can't be greater than the rabbi and things that the rabbi, you know, is giving over to him. So that's part number two. Part number three of the daf was trying to figure out who is the author of this case, teaching us all of this, that the zav is metameh b'magah u'masa, through touching and through carrying. And we learned that it was this tana on amud bet. And then the final part of the daf was talking about that we learn out this case from a kal v'chomer, that even though we had this tana brought, he didn't doresh dayo, but it wasn't contradicting kal v'chomer. We learn out this kal v'chomer. We learn this kal v'chomer. We said if there's a mat that is tameh b'met, how do we know that? We said, yeah, if you have small containers that are tahor when touching a zav, they become tameh when touching a dead person. A mat that is tameh when touching a zav, how much more so it becomes tameh when touching a dead person? And we went through the different kal v'chomers until we figured out that the only reason you're able to learn such a gzeirah shavah is because the pasuk is available, whereas if it wasn't available, we would not be able to learn such a gzeirah shavah. Amen.